words and learning different perspectives, and sort of getting inside of my own automatic negative thoughts on who I should be. And so I think in that sense it's sort of changing the expectations of myself. So
Where did you grow up, by the way?
I grew up in the South, in Decatur, Georgia, in a suburb of Atlanta, Georgia.
So when you were growing up, how did you, what was your sort of interactions and sort of perceived notions of African-Americans when you were growing up?
So in Atlanta, there's a large African-American population. So I grew up surrounded by a large African-American population. But I grew up in I went to a predominantly European-centered, Eurocentric school that taught a lot of European history, and it was a private school. So I wasn't exposed to the African-American community as much. And so in the Asian-American sort of, the South Asian-American community that I grew up in, it sort of held that stereotypical racist mentality towards African Americans. So I've really had to do a lot of unlearning in that sense.
What kind of racist stereotypes are you talking about?
I think it's like the white supremacist mentality. I would say, yeah.
I guess I'm being more specific. If I'm being more specific, like, what was your, when you were growing up with particular images of what black folks or African Americans were like, what were those qualities that you sort of would immediately like assume, like, you're black, therefore X?
Right. So it's a lot of fear. Associated with African Americans. Like, there was one incident where my uncle, you know, was stabbed. He worked at a store, and so that sort of left an impact and impression on my family. And so it was that that stereotype of African Americans of being you know, violent and just scary in general, that sort of perpetuated in my family. And so, yeah, I mean, I think my family specifically is a lot more, I feel like they're a lot more progressive. We had to do a lot more unlearning, compared to other families. But yeah, I think, that's one example.
Sort of pivoting sort of from that personal experience to like bigger picture, what do you feel like, and you've talked right about unlearning and learning in your own family, mm-hmm. What do you feel like the role of not just Asian Americans but perhaps South Asians in particular in your own community, mm-hmm. what is the role of your community in standing or in solidarity with Black Lives Matter?
I think it's getting outside of our communities. I mean, I think also one thing I think is just educating our communities on what it means to be in solidarity and sort of demolishing like white supremacy, that white supremacist mentality, and then also getting outside of our communities and showing solidarity, attending rallies, I guess doing whatever we can to support marginalized communities and African American communities, especially by like fundraising and just educating ourselves on that issue.
I have one more final question and then I'll let you go. What kinds of conversations between individual people, like within your community, because you're talking about action, right? Like the political action made by groups of people, and that's really important. Mm-hmm. But what kind of conversations do you think need to happen between people to sort of confront anti anti-blackness within your own community?
I think, I mean, individual conversations are very critical when we're at the dinner table, when we're at, you know, prayer services or whatever. I think that sort of, it starts there with our own families, of folks that we see every day or regularly that we love. I feel like that's where we have the most impact. And it can be difficult because those relationships can be fragile. And so it's, for me, it's hard. For me, I have to admit, it's really hard to have those conversations with close folks that I've known for a long time. And I know that. And because it can break real easily if we get there. So, but I think we have to be brave and commit to those conversations to sort of demolish this anti-blackness and yeah.
Thanks so much for doing this. Really appreciate it. Yeah. I just want to record. Remember at the beginning, when I was asking your name and permission. There was like a lot of sound in the back, so I just want to record that one more time, if that's okay. Just like the same thing earlier. Like, could you tell me your full name, please?
My name is Jay Singh.
And Jay, just so I have it on tape, could I have your permission to record this interview, edit it, archive it?
Yes, you have my permission. Yep.
And I guess the last thing is any, how would you like to identify yourself, like graduate, like your graduate student or?
Yeah, I would say I'm a graduate student and of South Asian descent.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, I appreciate it.